Basic nutrition is fundamental to our health, and yet we really don't think about what we're feeding our bodies. I'm Dr. Greg Davis, and for National Nutrition Month, we hope to change that. You may have fixed ideas about what foods you like and don't like. My guests are trying to expand your taste buds and, in doing so, improve your health. Emily Rogers and Eric Davenport are members of the University of Kentucky's Student Dietetic and Nutrition Association. And they tell us that maybe a long time ago, someone put a vegetable on your plate, you tried it, and you thought you didn't like it. They're hoping you'll give it many more chances.
They say that you have to try a vegetable 9 times to see if you like it. If you don't like it that first time, don't give up on that vegetable, because it might take you 7 more times, 8 more times to realize this vegetable is actually really good.
But if you think about it, trying a food 9 times in the long run is so much more worth it, because you'll enjoy that food for the rest of your life and it'll be a healthy part of your diet, you know, that maybe having it 8 times and not enjoying it so much will make it worth it in the end.
A common misconception, according to Emily, is that in our fast-paced world, there's not enough time to make a healthy meal.
You can prepare blanched vegetables in 3 minutes, and with preparation and cleanup, a total of 5, and that's how long it takes to, you know, heat up a Lean Cuisine or, you know, stick a microwavable dinner in the microwave. So the National Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics, they're promoting enjoy the taste of eating right. That's our theme for National Nutrition Month.
And another thing about vegetables.
People also have the misconception that vegetables don't taste as good, they're not going to be satisfying, and we're just really trying to promote that they are tasty, they can be a treat, and vegetables and fruit are very sweet, and they can satisfy that sweet craving that you actually have.
Eric tells us not to be intimidated. We're not alone, and there are free and easily accessible tools out there to help us.
Well, Choose My Plate is a really big one. It's it kind of goes off the, you know, the pyramid idea, but it breaks it down into a plate, and makes it more visual and more easily accessible, so people can understand how much of something they need every meal. They can also find out about the different nutrients, like how many carbs they need, how many vegetables.
Also, with Choose My Plate, it's very cool because you can make an individualized plan for your specific needs. So if you are 21 years old, you're 5'7", and you're a female that weighs 140 pounds, you can enter that in. You can enter in your activity level. You can enter in your daily habits, and it will tell you the exact amount of calories that you need, and you can actually track it. There's an application on there, and it's called the Super Tracker, and you can put in every day every bit of food that you eat, every activity that you do, and it will actually calculate your caloric needs as you go. So that's just a really interesting opportunity, and it's free.
The takeaway here, according to Eric,
eat vegetables.
Turns out our moms were right, and this and every month, we should enjoy the taste of eating right. With health news you can use, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine.
Dr. Greg Davis is a forensic pathologist at the University of Kentucky. He volunteers his time to bring important medical news to the community. You can hear more of his programs at wuky.org.